Hello to you. Last hour of my week. We need to get to 555 quick. And that's that. 866-391-1020. Love talking to you, though. I just do. We'll hear from Mike Tomlin before we get out of here. Certainly we will. All right. You know what? Brody has been on hold for a little while. I want to take his call. Then I want to dive into something. And also what that caller just said from Shaler. Also, we do have four more pit tickets. We'll give those away in a little bit. They play Ohio State on Friday night, and we got some tickets for you. Brody, what do you got real quick?
Real quick, I got an Air Force recruit on. You're not going to talk to him. You're on speakerphone. But, yeah, I've been on hold for a long time. It's fine. I want you to have a good show. That's why I called in. And what I really wanted to say is I support the local radio. Is Paul still on the fan? Paul?
Paul?
Yes. You know who Paul is, right?
Yeah. No, I don't. There's Paul Alexander. Yes, he's hosting on the fan this weekend.
No, not Paul there in the newsroom. I'm talking about on the fan, Paul Geis.
No, I don't believe.
Okay. I just wanted to be up to that. And also, you know, you were talking about the creepy guy. Unbelievable. I would call the police immediately. I have several friends in law enforcement responders. Anyway, seriously, I know we're up against the traffic. We need to get the traffic.
We got like 5 minutes till traffic, but that creepy guy, I can't believe people pointed out that he said the name of the dead person. I didn't catch that originally. All right, let's get back to what we were talking. Brody's the best. I take his call because he's a bit scatterbrained, but then he gets it all together, which I enjoy. So anyway, 866-391-1020. We'd been reporting about that incident in Shaler. Then, and Paul Alexander was reporting on it in the updates. Then the woman who actually called 911 called and said, "Hey, that was me. It happened in my driveway. I was awaiting DoorDash. This car came up. A guy was delivering in a van. Car came up behind him. Pulled over. Grabbed the guy as he got out of his car with my DoorDash before he brought it to my door, by the way. Pulled him into the car and drove off. And they were gone. I reported it as an abduction and didn't know what was going on. Local police responded here. Then they end up finding the car. Then it all gets figured out. She calls, and I talked to her for a little bit. She was kind of hesitant, it seemed like, to criticize. But then again, she was kind of critical of the way it went down. And I ask you this, and this is now where the conversation is. How do you want that all to happen? And I've been told by both local and federal people that the person in custody had outstanding violent warrants. Okay? That's all I would say. Outstanding violent warrants. How do you want that scenario to play out? The federal authorities saw somebody that they'd obviously been tracking. They came up on the person with enough space in which they saw, here's an opportunity. They took the person into custody without incident other than somebody calling 911 thinking it was an abduction. No one got injured. He is now, I would think, more than likely in federal detention still, awaiting his fate. So I'm not saying that the caller who just called a moment ago, who was the person whose driveway this happened in, is criticizing federal authorities. She wasn't necessarily applauding them, but she wasn't criticizing them either. She was kind of in the middle. But there have been on social media already people criticizing them. You are kidnapping people without announcing yourself. I ask you this then at 866-391-1020. How do you want that scenario to happen? Really? Because I just told you the tale of a federal agent announcing himself in that same school district in 2008, I think it was, off of Middle Road, and he's dead. You know why? Because Bobby Corby shot down the steps and killed Sam Hicks. That's what happened. That wasn't an ICE agent. There was not this big immigration push at the time. None of that. Announced FBI agent to showed up to find out what Bobby Corby was up to. That guy's dead. He's never coming back. How do all these bleeding heart people want arrests to happen? Hey, bad guy, come here. Oh, yes. What would you like, good guy? I'd like you to kindly put your hands behind your back and come with me willingly. Oh, okay, good guy. This is great. Are you going to put me under arrest? Yes, I am. Let me willingly be incarcerated. Oh, okay. And we'll have a chat in the car. Okay, that's a great agreement. Let's go. Do you think that's really how it's going to happen? Seriously. That's why it blows my mind when people are critical. But I'm here to listen. Tell me how otherwise you would have liked that to happen for the people who are critical. Here's a great comment on our Facebook page. It's from Louise, who used to call the show, then exposed herself for being a lunatic, and she doesn't really call anymore. She says, I'm sure that made Colin's day, this ICE arrest. Nothing says happy Thanksgiving for Colin like seeing a family being torn apart in an ICE arrest. I've got an honest-to-goodness question. If a violent offender has a warrant and they are here illegally, what do you suggest happens? They just continue to stay here? And if a violent offender, which this person was, and they have a warrant, is approached and is going to be apprehended and taken into custody, can you explain to me tactically how you'd like that to happen? How? How? Would you please like to get in the car with me, sir, and take a ride to the South Side? Mr. Violent Offender, who is not a citizen of the United States? Yeah, sure, officer. No problem. We live in a fantasy land now. Too many. You know, I'm to the point to almost just all the way ignore these lunatics. People like this, Louise. And one of the examples I always put forth is this. Go try to do that in another country as an American and see how far you get. You'll have to get saved like Mark Fogel got saved. Maybe. I just don't understand why you want to be reasonable with people who have had parameters in which to acclimate themselves and didn't abide by them. But now you want Americans to be reasonable toward them. I'm just lost here. Bruce is on the road. Hi, Bruce.
I got a question. What police force out there do you know picks people up off the street like that without at least stopping them, saying this is the police, you're under arrest, and then putting them in handcuffs and then putting them in a car? What police force do you know just grabs somebody off the street, throws in the back of an unmarked car and takes off, leaving the car there and the person there wondering, is this an abduction or what?
Well, they're not a police force. They're a federal agency. That's number one. That's,
okay.
That's different than the Green Tree Police Force or the Shaler Police Force in this instance. Second of all, that
was... Not really.
Yeah, it is, actually. Because
you may want it to think that way, but it isn't.
Okay.
They're still arresting people like regular police do. And they're
actually they're not because they're not arresting people like regular police do. One, their jurisdiction stretches much, much further, i.e. the whole country.
Come on. We know what I'm talking about is that the way you are arresting people, what they are making and you're making common is like it should be normal. They should be dragging people off the street into a car and taking off like some third
can I ask
country.
You how you're supposed to, can I ask you a question, sir? I mean, you want to yell at me, go ahead. I just
I'm
let
not
you
yelling
yell.
That's the way I talk, sir.
Well, you talk well. I think you talk very condescending and off-putting.
Well, go ahead and set your opinion.
Well, okay. How do you suggest they arrest this man?
Like everybody, every other police force does. If I would have seen a guy, they knew who the guy was. He was in a car. Uh-huh. He was in the middle of a driveway with nobody around. You pull up, you get out, you announce yourself, you got guns drawn, and you ask him to get out of the car, and you arrest him. Like everybody, every other police force I've ever known people that belong to these police forces do.
And do you know what happened? The woman called 911. It got sorted out. They realized that they arrested a violent criminal with warrants. And now everything's just fine. And a bad guy's off the street. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with getting a bad guy off the street. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like the way they're doing it because you're trying to make it commonplace. And then once you make something commonplace, then that everybody thinks it's okay.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
What rule did that person play by when he came to this country when there are rules to get to this country?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't. You got Americans protecting Americans, but for you, it doesn't matter. When did it get flipped around? That's the part I don't get. That somebody who is here illegally gets the benefit of the doubt in the bleeding heart from people who are supposed to prioritize Americans. Miss me with that. This past year has exposed so many people in our country for being total frauds. Like that guy. Total frauds who want to be part of a group because they're kind of like severe outcasts in our society. And that's all that is. You don't care. When did you care about people like this? Why don't you help them out and bring them into your house? Why don't you give them money? Why don't you clothe them? Why don't you feed them? No, it's just fashionable. Or you want to go to some Mexican restaurant. Or you want somebody to cut your grass. Why don't you help their kids? Why don't you do something? No, it's cool to be part of that group. Well, you know what group it's cool for me to be part of? Americans protecting Americans. And if you don't like that, I don't give a hell. Tomlin, before we get out of here today, more pit tickets to give away. We were talking about this ICE arrest in Shaler. If everyone's so critical of ICE, do this. Open your doors at home and vow to take care of some non-legal citizens. Do that. It's that simple. Open your heart. Open your homes. And you know another one I saw on our Facebook page, be sure to visit all our social medias at KDK, is these people just tore a family apart. Why is there an assumption that that person wasn't here by themselves? And let's say that person did have a family. Well, you have to adhere to the rules and the laws. That's the way that it works. We can't pick and choose which laws we enforce. It's all of them or it's anarchy. In a civil society, we need to obey and enforce the laws. There's no grace. When it came to this, when it started to be this immigration crackdown, what was going to be most problematic is if we offered gray area. And now that they're not, or there's very little gray area, none at all, people seem to be crying the hardest. And I ask again, how do you want this to happen? Well, you seem like an okay guy. You could stay. Your immigration status is exactly the same, but you're not as nice of a guy. You got to go. It can't be like, that's not how laws work. Darcy's in Washington. Hi, Darcy.
Hi, how are you? I just want to make a comment about the agents.
I'm good, thank you.
I want to make a comment about the ICE agents. Not all of them pass the criminal background records, and they are making a lot of mistakes. I don't know if you see the national news. They're also taking people in custody, even though they are citizens. So it is not humane. It's really sad like they're not proper trained. Mm-hmm. And I do agree with you. I mean, I'm not agree with illegally, you know, people coming in this country. They have to take their turn. But these agents, they are abusive. You can see, you know, how many cases they're arresting persons because they look Latino.
Okay, they've arrested hundreds of thousands of people nationwide. They have got it wrong a handful of times. I think their percentage is pretty good.
Right. They have to hit the numbers, you know. Trump, you know, they have to hit the numbers of deporting people.
No, they don't have to hit any numbers, man. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are there legal ways in which to emigrate to this country?
Yes. Everybody knows that.
Right. Well, that seems to be a resolution to me.
Yes, and it's a good resolution. But also, you have to be, you know, aware that these agents, they're not proper trained, and they are illegally, because that's what they're doing is illegal, trying to take...
I can tell you it wasn't illegal. Do you know how I know? I spoke to local authorities and federal authorities, and the threshold that they needed to meet was to identify themselves to the person they apprehended, and they did that.
Some of they didn't even do that.
But ma'am, I spoke to the person who spoke to one of the arresting officers. Were you in Shaler today?
Most of them, they are legal.
Were you in Shaler today?
No.
I spoke to somebody who dealt with one of the arresting officers. I could send you these texts here. That happened.
Totally. I'm agree. I'm agree. I like the safety of my country. I like it. I like everything that is in the proper way, legally. I like it. But what I am not agree how this call. Agents, ICE agents or whatever, they are totally not respecting human rights.
Okay, this is exactly where we were in the last segment. Can I, because this is a good conversation. Darcy, this is a good conversation. How do you suggest then they go about apprehending people?
Well, first of all, they have to show who they are. Mm-hmm. Some of them, they don't want to show their badge that they are... You know, officers, ICE officers working for the federal government, they don't want to show anything. They just grab them and throw them on the floor. The people try to tell them, you know, let me show my ID, let me show my whatever passport. And they don't want to hear anything about these poor people. They just, you know, arrest them. And a couple of days after, they like release them, like, I'm sorry, yeah, you was citizen, you was legal, it wasn't you, it was a mistake. So there's a lot of cases I hear like that. So that's all. I mean, I don't want to keep you on the phone.
No, that's
but
okay.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you that I'm kind of sad with cases that are not legally proper.
Well, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback, and I appreciate it from all sides. And if that's the case, and you are here legally, and that happened, immediately go to your representative. Go to your senator. Go to your state rep. You got nothing to fear if you're a legal citizen. Knock on their door. Call them 1,000 times. Go to your local law enforcement. File charges. Do that. If you're a legal citizen, why would you be stopped? All right, 866-391-1020. That's the number. I got to give you some pit tickets now, and then I got to tell you about the Bocce House. So call right now for tickets. Pitt men's basketball game Friday, November 28th. Peterson Events Center, 866-391-1020. How about the, and they're playing Ohio State, seventh caller right now. We'll hear from Mike Tomlin in just a moment. But first, the Bocce House of Pittsburgh. Get there. It's a fantastic place. I was there not long ago. Get there over the holiday weekend. Maybe you got some friends in town that are back in town. Yep, that are Pittsburghers and they live out of town. They're back. Take them to the Bocce House in Fox Chapel. Self-pour bar system. The fun is in your hands. Bocce House of Pittsburgh in Fox Chapel. Man, luxury cigar lounge, too. It is a great, great place. So, all right, a little bit of Mike Tomlin. We hear Mike Tomlin every Tuesday, at least some of it. Here's what he had to say today.
Mike, was one extra week or a week off enough to alleviate any concerns slash fears you might have had about Aaron with his wrist?
I think time will tell. There were so many unknowns last week because it just is lack of work during the course of the week. I think that there'll be less unknowns regarding that topic. And that's what makes this week an encouraging one, and that's why we're hopeful.
The determining factor of their safety for him, was that the determining factor in pulling them out?
It was just the appropriate thing to do from our perspective.
How much physical work does Aaron need to get to be able to play on Sunday?
Again, you know, what he needs and what others might need are certainly different topics of conversation, but we don't focus on bare minimum in terms of what he needs. Our goal is to, you know, proceed with caution appropriately while at the same time giving him all the work that we can afford to give him. And so we're just certainly going to live that day by day. He clocks in and visit with Gabe and the training staff every morning, and we kind of build a plan from there.
Do you need to see him take more snaps under center to test that wrist?
Again, we'll see where the week leads us.
Mike, with Derek Harmon, is this the same issue, injury that he dealt with in the preseason, or is it
No, something that happened in-game last Sunday.
Was it the same knee or the other knee?
To be honest with you, I'm not even certain. He was able to finish the game, and so it wasn't on my radar when I visited with you guys post-game, but it certainly turned up on Monday morning, and that's why I just wanted to be transparent with you.
Mike, how do you feel about your depth there, specifically with YA and how he's grown?
Really encouraged by his growth, man, and you know, I think his play time is kind of reflective of that. But we like our young D linemen, and we've acquired a new one in Broderick. And so sometimes guys will get an opportunity. One man's misfortune is another man or another men's opportunity. And so we're encouraged by the depth that we have at that position. We'll take the collective through the week. We can see who can execute detail, and I'm sure it'll be more than one person. It often is when we're talking about losing somebody that's starter caliber.
All right, that's Mike Tomlin.